whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
So we have animal uprising news, I hear?
Yeah. So we, you know, the animals are figuring stuff out. And for a while, you know, the whales are on top of things. the whales
not
are
anymore.
Like,
it's the windmills are.
The windmills are driving the whales crazy.
Yeah. That's how we're fighting back against the whales.
This video is kind of terrifying. I had like 4 people send me this, which I love that when there's animal uprising news, I love that people are like, yeah, we're going to you guys. Apparently out in Indonesia, the crocodiles have figured out their crocodiles are mimicking drowning human beings. They're turning over on their backs, and then their little crocodile hands, just the hands, are coming up out of the water and flailing around like a drunk person.
No way.
Look at the videos, man.
And little flailing arms out of the water. You're like, oh, that must be a person.
They're trying to, they're saying that now that they've figured out that they are trying to lure people. When people are in the water and people are flailing, other people come to help. The crocodiles have figured out how to lure people in with their little tiny crocodile hands.
And then they just chomp them up?
And then they just chomp them. Look at this. Tell me if you saw that from a distance, you wouldn't think that that's a person drowning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Whoa.
They've never seen this behavior out of crocs before. And scientists are saying that, yes, alligators and other animals like that can
Dude,
be smart and can learn to mimic behavior.
I can't say I knew that crocs' little feetsies looked like that.
Yeah.
They look like little kid hands.
They look like little kid hands. And they, like, I was reading about this. At first, I was like, no way. But there are fishermen in Indonesia, apparently, that are saying that they have seen this, and it's a learned behavior. And a couple times, they have gone over, like, in boats, and then the croc, like, flips over, and they're like, holy crap, that's a croc. And so it does appear right now, according to locals, that this is a learned behavior that the crocs are trying to lure people in.
Who taught them that?
I think they just figured it out.
Well, but it had to be one of them.
Well,
yeah, they saw one drowning villager or fisher person, and then they were like, hey,
like,
guys, did you see what happened? The other humans came around. We could take a bite out of that.
Well, you know, cats, they say that cats, the purr of cats is them mimicking babies. The cats don't naturally purr like that. It's their way of getting attention. Like, animals are smarter than you think. And apparently now crocs have figured out that our dumbasses come a-running when we see little handsies flailing around. Because nothing else comes out of the water when they do this. Just their little their little tiny...
It certainly looks like a human.
Yeah, just their little...
It's creepy.
Their little tiny hands. And I can totally see someone like, oh my God, you got to get over there and you got to get over there now. And then the croc dips back under the water. And so someone jumps in thinking they need to go down there and grab the person. And imagine jumping in the water and you don't find a little kid. No, no, no. You find 17 feet of croc waiting to snatch your ass.
Wait till the sharks start doing this.
Well.
With their little shark hands.
Their little shark fins. Well, the freakiest behavior is when the whales figured out how to flip the sharks over.
Yeah.
Apparently with great white sharks, if you roll a great white shark onto its belly, it becomes comatose. And somehow the killer whales figured this out. So the one killer whale messes with the shark in the front. Another one comes behind, grabs it by the tail, and just rolls it. And immediately becomes catatonic. And then they rip open the shark and eat its liver. How did they figure that out? Someone explain to me that.
The wild ones, too. Have you seen the videos where, like, the polar bear is on the ice?
Yeah. The float.
The floating ice.
Yeah.
And the whales just basically bump him off.
Yeah. They create, like, a tidal wave.
Yeah.
And then there's 2 others waiting on the other side.
Catch him and eat him.
It's terrifying. The animals are figuring this out, man. And now we've got crocs fake drowning. So I'm just saying, next time you're, you're in Florida, wait till the Indonesian crocs tell all the Florida gators about this. You see these little kind of baby hands in a pond over in Florida, and you're like, oh my God, I got to run over there and save that kid.
Billy Napier's going to have them all fired up.
Yeah.
All right, up next, we've got more burning mansions.
Not just Ricky Lake?
No, the list is long.
Is it hard to feel sympathy for celebrities?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I saw an emotional post today, and I want to discuss it.
Okay. I mean, sympathy's there. It's just less so than.
Yeah. And I saw this, and I had questions today. I watched a video today of a celebrity, and it was very emotional, but at the same time, I felt sadness, but also that I felt like I was kind of being ass because
you were.
I didn't really care, and I want to discuss.
All right. That's next. First Buck with Sports.